It was recently announced that both New Zealand and Australia will routinely offer the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine at any stage of pregnancy. I talked to Dr. Michelle Wise from the University of Auckland about new research that suggests vaccination during pregnancy is safe and beneficial. We started the interview by talking about what new research findings support this.
I guess what happened a couple of months ago was that the V-Safe program in the United States published their findings in one of the top journals in the world, where they followed women who self-reported that they were pregnant at the same time that they received their vaccine in the States. And this covered the period from maybe last October until quite recently. So when they followed those women throughout their pregnancy and after the babies were born, they found that the outcomes in those women were similar, if not better, than the women who were pregnant at the same time who did not have their vaccine during that time period. So that was really reassuring to pregnant women that their pregnancy outcomes would be the same, definitely not worse. So that suggests that the vaccine is safe in pregnancy.
The Immunization Advisory Center and others initially recommended that delaying the vaccine if it was low risk until after birth. Why was this initially recommended?
So at the time of that initial recommendation, we didn't have as much data as we do now. This is the vaccine that has been studied more than any other vaccine in history. And now we know that it appears to be safe in pregnancy, and now we are recommending it in pregnancy. At the time that it was initially recommended to wait until the baby was born, it was a combination of not knowing how sick pregnant women would get if they got the COVID infection. Also, we didn't have safety data on pregnant women having the vaccine. And moreover, in New Zealand and Australia, we had gone for an elimination strategy and we didn't have any COVID-19 infection. So that was what led to their original recommendations.
And do you believe that this initial caution may have caused uncertainty for pregnant women? And what support could New Zealand be providing to ease this uncertainty?
So we've been working closely between the College of Obstetricians of Australia and New Zealand, the New Zealand College of Midwives, the Immuno Advisory Committee, and the Ministry of Health. We've been working together throughout this whole year, giving advice to pregnant women about the COVID infection initially, and more recently around the COVID vaccine in pregnancy. And really, it's for women to speak to their own lead maternity care and have that discussion with them. So the College of Midwifery, for example, if you look on their website, there is an amazing video with EMAC spokespeople to reassure women about the vaccine. And so that's a really good resource. And we certainly have lots of information pamphlets available, and we're working on possibly developing a decision aid to help women make that decision, because it's a really important one for them to be 100% sure that they want to go ahead with getting the vaccine.
Is there any research that suggests that the vaccination might be beneficial, not just safe?
That's a really good question. The most recent publication to come out around the vaccine and pregnancy just came out a few days ago from a really good Canadian registry. Same thing as what they were doing in the States. They were following women who had received the vaccine during pregnancy, and they report on tens of thousands of pregnant women who received the vaccine, and their pregnancy outcomes were actually better than the background population. I guess one of the limitations of registry data is that you might be comparing a different group of women. So, for example, people who tend to get the vaccine might be different than people who don't get the vaccine. So that's one thing to say. The other potential advantage is that we are seeing the COVID antibody in cord blood. And so there might be an added advantage that we see with other vaccines that are given during pregnancy, where it offers temporary protection to the baby. And that's a really important thing, because, as you know, we're not vaccinating children or babies. So this is a way of protecting the babies as well.
Are there any additional side effects that pregnant women should be aware of compared to non-pregnant women?
So I don't think the side effect profile is different when women get the vaccine, but the common ones are common. So it's common to have a bit of sore arm. It's common to get maybe a slight fever where you can take some paracetamol. We're hearing after the second dose of the Pfizer that about a quarter of people are feeling sort of flu-y the next day, so maybe just be prepared for that. I don't think we're seeing huge differences in pregnant women versus non-pregnant adults receiving the vaccine in terms of side effects.
And at this stage where there's not that official document where people can get guidance, if pregnant women are unsure about this decision or what to expect, can you just reiterate again what they might be able to do?
So there are really good information sheets on the Ministry of Health website. If you go to the COVID-19 hub, there's also information on the New Zealand College of the New Zealand College of Midwives website. They've got an excellent information sheet and also a short video about this. For the Royal College of Australia New Zealand for the obstetricians, I participated in a few webinars and a video, and that's available on the RANSCOG website. But I think the most important thing for pregnant women considering this decision is to talk to their own lead maternity care, their own midwife or obstetrician, and just find out if it's the right thing for them.
That was me talking to Dr. Michelle Wise from the University of Auckland about new research that suggests vaccination during pregnancy is safe and beneficial.